A national group called Republicans for the Rule of Law is running ads aimed at moving Senator Lisa Murkowski off the sidelines. They want her to be bold and criticize President Trump for asking Ukraine to investigate Joe Biden. But as Alaska Public Media Washington correspondent Liz Ruskin reports, both of Alaska's senators see shades of gray in the Ukraine picture.
The President of the United States has requested foreign interference in American elections to benefit himself politically.
This ad is showing up in Alaskans' Facebook feeds. It's focused, of course, on that call this summer when Trump leaned on the Ukrainian president for an investigation of the Bidens.
Republicans like you stand up and say that it's wrong. Senator Murkowski, your voice is critical. Stand up for the country and stand up for the rule of law.
Correct. We think that she will be receptive to the message.
Chris Truax is a San Diego attorney who volunteers for the anti-Trump group. And yes, he says Republicans for the Rule of Law really are Republicans. One of their founders is former Weekly Standard editor Bill Kristol. Truax says Republicans need to put party politics aside and call out Trump for that phone call to defend, he says, basic principles of American democracy.
The right and wrong of this is very simple and very straightforward. No, Mr. President, you may not encourage a foreign government to investigate an American citizen for your political benefit. That's wrong.
Truax says just a month ago, Republican members of Congress had no trouble condemning the idea of foreign government interference in an American election.
And now that President Trump has decided that it's a beautiful thing and a wonderful thing, suddenly they're completely silent on the topic. And I'm embarrassed for them.
The Alaska delegation is not completely silent. When the White House released the rough transcript of the call 2 weeks ago, Murkowski said it raises questions about the president's intentions. Even without a quid pro quo, Murkowski said it'd be wrong if the president asked a foreign leader to dig up dirt on a political rival.
I'd say that is highly improper. I can't tell from that transcript if that is what we're dealing with.
Senator Dan Sullivan isn't defending all of the president's words in that call. But as he described it to KHNS in Haines, the phone call isn't really about the Bidens.
Read the transcript, because when you read it, I think what the president and his team are saying is he raised the issue of two things. Looking at the previous 2016 election, right? That's the focus of the whole discussion, and corruption in Ukraine, the issue of whether this prosecutor was drummed out.
Democrats and anti-Trump groups like Republicans for the Rule of Law say it's clear in the transcript that Trump's focus on corruption was limited to the Bidens. They say the transcript shows Trump was pursuing his political goals, not the national interest. But Alaska Republican Party Chairman Glenn Clary says that's not certain.
It could be both. I don't know that it's either or. It could be both.
Clary says he doesn't hear Trump doing anything wrong in that call. Then he brings up an unrelated sum of money the Obama administration gave to a different country for a different reason.
So in that regard, isn't everything political?
Clary says it's the Democrats who are putting political interests first.
It depends on who's in charge, correct? If you don't like somebody and you want to neutralize them or you want to demonize them and you're in control, then you do everything possible to do those things to them.
Truax, the spokesman for Republicans for the Rule of Law, says GOP leaders should free themselves from having to make excuses for Trump. He says he's standing up for the American democracy he studied in seventh grade civics class, and he hopes more Republicans will do the same. From Washington, I'm Liz Ruskin.